and state media concepts social media podcast. Time to hashtag everything. We talk about all the fun, crazy stories on social media. From Instagram to Facebook, Twitter to Tumblr, or probably even Friendster. Join us each week as we explore the quirky side of social media. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media Podcast.
It's simple, such a sad song. The one that we rely on.
Welcome to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast, brought to you by GSMC Podcast Network. I'm your host, Stacey.
And I'm your co-host, Sarah.
And today, even though it seems kind of behind the times, we have to, because of the way we record and when we record, we have to talk about the royal wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Because we didn't talk about it.
We recorded last week kind of when it was happening.
Yeah.
I mean, well, not in the middle of the night, but yeah.
We recorded sort of after it happened, as things were still coming out about it. And I just refused to either stay up or wake up super early to watch the royal wedding. So we didn't have enough info at that time to talk about it then. So we have to talk about it now.
Yes. I know. You're so grumpy about the royal wedding. Okay, I mean, just...
Here's the thing. I don't actually have a problem with the royal wedding. I quite like Prince Harry. I think he's probably my favorite royal. I don't have a problem with Meghan Markle. I understand the historical significance of that wedding. I was very much over all the everything about the royal wedding quickly.
I just must not get out enough because I didn't see that much. I mean, unless I went looking for it, it didn't inundate me.
See, and I kept seeing it on social media and just absolutely ridiculous things about, you know, different protocols that Meghan Markle's broken before they're even married.
Oh, right.
And, you know, what the status will be and who she'll have to curtsy to. And who she, and I'm just like, oh, God.
I saw those all, you know, like the little clickbait ads on Facebook. But I never, you know, I didn't bother with them. I just scrolled past.
And this is the person who might be making her dress. And that always blows me. I'm like, really? Is this... Why do we have to all go be Nancy Drew about the wedding dress? Like, just wait till the wedding.
No, they had odds makers debating what Prince Louis's name would be. So, they're going to do it on everything.
Okay, but that kind of makes sense because it's absolutely ridiculous and we're going to bet on something. So, let's bet on something. But we're going to be, like, all sneaky investigative trying to, you know, figure out by process of elimination which designer is making her. It's like, don't. And I'm kind of, and maybe it's just I'm the person who didn't go looking for presents for Christmas. I was like, I want to be surprised on Christmas. I don't want to know what I got 3 weeks early.
Me too.
So maybe it's just I would rather prefer to be surprised and not know it ahead of time. So I'm like, let's just wait and see what the dress is and who made it. And then go, why do we have to know in advance? Like, that's going to somehow affect the wedding or affect our viewing of the wedding if we know who did her dress or, you know, what their song's going to be or what Harry's going to wear. It's just like. Just wait. Seriously. It'll come. It will come. Christmas comes. I promise you these things do come. Time keeps going.
People like to speculate, though. They like to just kind of figure things out.
And I think you were telling me, and I'm not sure if it was on a podcast or just before we were recording last week, about people who were talking about, you know, the... like black ladies church hats, how many black ladies church hats would we see?
and the coming together of not only British fascinators but black lady church hats. That's the one thing I was seeing on my social media after the announcement of the engagement. They were like, hats everywhere.
And it really wasn't, most people wore fascinators.
Mm-hmm.
Oprah was the closest I think we saw to a traditional.
Oprah and Amal Clooney had, I mean, it wasn't like a traditional church hat, but it was at least kind of a broad brimmed bigger hat.
I actually liked Serena Williams because just in the sort of like, I get we're in the 21st century and so this shouldn't surprise me, but also this is the royal family of Britain, which feels at least like 50 years behind in some ways. And so, of course, it's Serena Williams had cornrows at the wedding with a fascinator on it. And I was just like, why that surprises me? It totally shouldn't. She looks great.
But modern meets traditional. I love it.
You wore cornrows to a royal wedding. Like, did you ever think you could hear that statement?
Well, Meghan's mom has, you know, sort of non-traditional hair for a royal wedding.
Yes.
And I thought she looked beautiful.
She did. And I really liked, I saw a thing after the fact where they were sort of analyzing how comfortable maybe Meghan's mom was.
Oh, that's the thing. See, you're annoyed with the pre-coverage. I was kind of annoyed with the post-coverage where they were like, well, Meghan's eyebrows weren't perfect, and I don't know what she did with them. Really? Blah, 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 blah. I was like, good Lord, people, shut up.
Yeah, you have nothing else to talk about. But no, I liked that there was, like, body language experts or something went through pictures and determined that she actually, if she doesn't feel comfortable, at least Charles was trying to make her comfortable.
Aww.
And was being very gentlemanly with her, and you could see that.
Yeah.
But also, like, there's the picture of her when she, I guess they're going to the church, and I did not watch, like, the full thing at all.
Mm-hmm.
I saw different clips. I saw her walking down the aisle. I saw part of the bishop's speech. I saw the singing of Stand By Me. I was like, I'm just going to watch random clips, and I cannot sit and watch this however long it was thing. I don't care that much. I don't. I'm sorry. And I had a friend in college when William and Kate were getting married whose girlfriend was British. Mm-hmm. And so her girlfriend was really excited about it. She was an exchange student at the time. And she was really excited. And so they made a plan to stay up and watch it. And I was like, I have a paper to do. I'm going to be up all night because I have a paper to do, but I don't care about this at all. So please don't tell me about it tomorrow morning when I'm super tired from staying up all night and desperately in need of caffeine and just want to finish, because it was like near finals. I was like, just want to finish the semester. Leave me alone. This sort of same thing. It was just like, okay, I'm fine. I'm happy for them. It's, again, it's so not traditional British royalty in so many ways.
Mm-hmm.
She's biracial and her mother had the non-traditional thing, and she's older and she was divorced, right, and she's American.
Gasp!
It's like all these things that, you know, just a few generations ago cost what's his name the crown,
right,
with Wallace Simpson.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh hey, no, this is totally fine now. It's like,
go ahead and marry him, an American actress.
Yeah, we have no problem with that. Go ahead. Yeah. So it was nice to see the whole, like, sort of, oh, we're definitely in the 21st century. Let's just, you know, get with the times.
Mm-hmm.
But I could have done without all the coverage about it.
Yeah, like, I just,
there was,
like,
nothing happening in the world otherwise.
When I was little, I mean, I was around when Diana and Charles got married, and obviously then you didn't have the internet and you didn't have, right, all that stuff, so you just saw pictures. And then when Fergie and Andrew got married, I loved all the. It was the 80s, so the dresses were very floofy.
Ugly.
And I loved all of that as a child. And I've always been fascinated with weddings. Even as a kid, I loved looking at wedding dresses in the Sears catalog. Thank you very much. So I was convinced I'd have this big floofy wedding dress. And then I got married in something extraordinarily simple. But mm-hmm. I just have always loved. So I, after the wedding, I just wanted to go on and look at pictures and see, you know, just. Because weddings are always kind of fun. Well, from my previous career, weddings can suck because people get. I've done many weddings in my life, and brides make me want to strangle them sometimes, right, because it's like, oh, it's my day. No, it's not your day.
Yeah.
You're marrying another person. But I still like, you know, the whole, like, production of it, etc., once you get past having to deal with that part of it. But so I just wanted to go on and look at the pictures and see what everyone wore, etc., and so for me that was fun. But I didn't need to get up in the middle of the night and watch the whole thing and analyze every little detail of everything.
Yeah. And for me, I knew I was going to check things out after the fact, because all the things I would want to know about it, you couldn't find out until it had happened. Like, I was kind of interested in which celebrities were going to be there and what some of them were going to wear, but not enough to be like, oh, I must snoop this out beforehand. I was like,
right,
I can wait.
Right. Somebody will compile it on the internet and I will, right, just click through the slideshow.
And then the only thing else I was interested in was what sort of aspects would be more Meghan and not something that, you know, had you'd ever seen in a royal wedding before.
Right.
And so, like, the gospel choir, I was like, cool. Mm-hmm. I'm also, I don't know why I didn't think that would totally all, of course, be there. But yes, by all means, and Stand By Me was an interesting choice for a song. But I was like, okay, I'm good with that. That's it. And the bishop who gave, and that was such an interesting thing. And maybe it's just because I'm American, so it's not strange to me. But all the commentary on how, like, strange the British probably found the bishop's sermon. Because it's a very typical American Episcopalian get all passionate sermon, and that's definitely not how they're used to sermons being. And I'm just like, really?
Well,
okay, interesting. Yeah, I'm watching and going, yes, of course, that's totally what I would expect. That's exactly what a sermon sounds like, isn't it?
Right. Well, you know, there's a difference between Anglican and Episcopalian. I mean, right. They're the same and yet they're not. But that's a different podcast.
Yes. So, I mean, it was great. It was fun. Can we please move on? Please?
Nope.
Of course
not. We must ogle them now and start speculating as to whether she is pregnant.
Forever. And then put odds on what that kid's name will be.
There will be all of those headlines. I'm just, you know, in the next week or so, there's going to be Megan's baby Joy headlines on all the tabloids.
Really? Because I'm totally expecting within, like, the first 6 months of there to be, is there trouble in paradise?
Well, yes. There will be both of them.
Those sell for some reason.
There will be both of them.
Megan's baby Joy while there's trouble in paradise.
Of course. It depends on which tabloid you're looking at.
It could be the same tabloid.
It could be.
Just, you know, it's a double issue tabloid.
She's having baby Joy, but Harry, no Joy.
We don't wish that for Megan and Harry. We wish them all the best. We just want to kind of stop hearing about them. And on that note, we're going to take a short break. Stay tuned.
Always on the go, but the day just won't be one without your Hollywood fix. Let Golden State Media Concepts Entertainment Podcast take care of that. An all-inclusive look of pop culture.
Welcome back to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast. So, and this is kind of sad because we're not going to talk about it, and maybe it just might be me. We're not going to talk about Solo till next week because of the timing of podcast episodes.
Right.
And when the movie came out. But the new Star Wars movie, Solo, has come out. And in what I think may be a brilliant marketing move, Solo Cups teamed up with this so that you could buy packages of Solo Cups with the picture of the movie on it. I was just like, that's
brilliant. Perfect.
That is, who came up with that idea, and was it just always completely obvious? And just,
although it makes me sad that they're Solo Cups, so that, you know, you're just gonna end up throwing them away. I mean, when giving my age away, so when I was little and Star Wars was coming out or Empire Strikes Back, then you'd go to like McDonald's or Burger King, right, and you'd get the commemorative glasses with the scenes painted on them.
Yeah.
But this is a brilliant marketing move. I have to give them that.
Well, I think they should do it, like, because now, and this is just, I think, something of my generation being kind of silly, where you can buy, like, permanent shot glasses that look like red Solo Cups.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you should have put that on that packaging of, like, the permanent Solo Cups with Solo, yeah.
Yeah.
Just,
yeah.
But I'm not a fan of puns, but I'm not an anti-fan of puns. I like a good pun. Mm-hmm. And but I had a friend in grad school who hated puns, just absolutely hated them. And I said one when we were eating, like, accidentally. I didn't mean to. I wasn't meaning to make a pun. It just ended up being punning. And he looked like he was plotting my demise.
Oh, jeez.
He was just like, with his eyes, it was just like, I will kill you. It's like, I'm sorry, I didn't. It was fun, but I didn't mean to.
Well, and this isn't even so much of a pun, per se, as word association, you know?
But we are going to get onto puns, because a man put out a sort of request on Twitter for people to help him name his Wi-Fi name. And I feel like super behind on this, because the Wi-Fi name at my house is just like
the name of the
email name.
Right.
So that we know what it is, but other people, if they see it, wouldn't necessarily understand it. So we know which one's ours.
Right.
But there are some.
I've never named my Wi-Fi. I must be so boring.
Yeah. No, before we named it, like, we only named it because we had to call and have something happen to it because it wasn't working. And before that, it was like the just basic standard home whatever one that they originally gave us. And then they were like, let's name it something else. So because there were like three home different whatevers, because we all clearly use the same internet provider in our neighborhood. So it was like, yeah, let's name it something else so you can easily tell which one it is. And we're like, okay, let's use the email name. We all know that.
Right.
But so this guy, he was like, I'm getting internet in my new apartment on Monday, so I need a new Wi-Fi name. Last time, y'all came up with carrying the bandwidth, which right away, I'm just like, can you beat that? You did you have a Wi-Fi name with a pun on Newsies. Like, I can't think of anything better than that. And also, why did I never think of such a great name? I'm very upset right now.
There are so many.
Yes. Again, this is one of those things where I love Twitter, if I like put out on Twitter for people to come up with clever things that are funny and or sarcastic, Twitter answers so well.
Oh, yes. There are some creative people out there. And come on, Twitter users, this is where you use your powers for good, not trolling people, doing stuff like this.
Yes. So there were, of course, a number of punning ones. Wu-Tang Lan was very popular. Evidently, someone claimed a lot of people can easily think of that. Also, Lan Solo, Pretty Fly for Wi-Fi. Tell your Wi-Fi set hello, which I actually think is really
that's
clever
cute.
Because yeah. It's the sounds. Tell my Wi-Fi lover, Silence of the Lambs.
I'm not a witch, I'm your Wi-Fi, Princess Bride.
I love it. I was like, that's
my
brilliant. Whoever came up with that. Also, hide your kids, hide your Wi-Fi from the Bed Intruder thing, How I Met Your Modem, Jean-Claude Van Damme. Just a bandwidth of brothers, I actually thought. I was like,
that's clever, but also,
but it's simple.
I mean, this is such, yeah.
So why didn't I think of such a name? Like, I feel I should have like 3 or 4 in my back pocket that I've already thought of. And yet when I saw this, I had thought, you know, you would name it something that only you would know so you could tell yours apart from your neighbors, but I never thought to name it something clever.
Right.
Like, I'm just failing in Wi-Fiing.
I'm failing at life, I think.
I also really like the Prisoner of Azkaban win, which the guy said was, like, his third grade child or something. I was like, good for you. Bravo for you.
Nicely done. That child's going places.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Also, Land Before Time. I was just like, yeah. I want to meet whoever first came up with that one, because well done, person who's clearly probably somewhere around my age. But then there were other ones that weren't exactly puns, but were sort of internet related. So like keeping with Harry Potter, someone named their Wi-Fi Connecto Patronus.
Okay, nice.
Bill Y the Science Fi.
I do like that one.
One cannot simply log into Mordor. Which,
oh, Sean Bean.
It took me a moment because I was like, what? And then I remembered that meme where it's one cannot
simply blah, 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 blah,
thing
blah.
Here. I was like, yep. Oh, man. Okay. All right. And then this isn't the Wi-Fi you were looking for, which is actually brilliant because a good number of these names also were people, and I guess you can do this, I've never tried to, of trying to keep people from logging onto their Wi-Fi.
Right.
Which, if you've got a password, how easy is it to do that?
For me, not easy, but
right?
Maybe for someone else. Yeah.
But supposedly to discourage their neighbors or whatever from logging onto their even password protected Wi-Fi by naming it certain things. This isn't the yes, your Jedi mind trick will work if you don't actually speak it.
Or if you're not a Jedi.
Yes. And then there were others that were just clever but not punny and not even related to names. Just sort of not even inside jokes, because I think most people would get them.
Mm-hmm.
But just sort of, I'm going to name it something kind of funny. So there's that one, and the guy was explaining it. He's like, so when people come over and ask me, oh, which Wi-Fi is mine?
That one.
I was like, good for you, sir. Mm-hmm. Yes, that makes perfect sense. There was Jake from State Farm, which I love.
Well, she sounds hideous.
I don't know why you would think of that, but
I don't
actually,
either.
I really love that. That's great. There was also Inigo Montoya, because, again, we all really love Princess Bride.
Not all of us.
Well,
my husband doesn't love it, and I still married him. I don't know. I didn't know until after we were married. I didn't ask the all important question. I know.
That is.
I know.
Because I used to tell a coworker this who refused to watch it because it had princess in the name, because guys can't watch princess movies, whatever. I was like, I have never met a man who has seen this movie and doesn't like it more than me. And I actually quite like this movie.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, how? And I even asked our manager, I was like, have you seen Princess Bride? And he's like, yes. I was like, do you like it? He's like, oh my God, love it. I was like, see, mm-hmm. never met your husband.
I know.
I don't.
And it's even got Andre the Giant in it, and he was a huge wrestling fan as a kid, and he loves, you know, whatever. Moving on, because I can't.
And this seems to have been the most popular one.
This one I've actually heard of
is either NSA surveillance fan, or FBI surveillance fan, or police surveillance fan. Some sort of legal surveillance
right.
fan.
Which I'm sure they would totally name their Wi-Fi
right?
that if they were the
that
actual surveillance van.
The whole point of naming it that was to, again, discourage other people from using it. But I'm like, there is no way at all if there is an FBI surveillance van that they would name their Wi-Fi FBI surveillance van. Are you kidding? Like, that's just...
Unless they really, really failed the being incognito class.
or they're trying to bank off that whole sort of like the Wi-Fi version of so bad it's good, it's bad it's good
right,
kind of thing.
Right.
Of like, you would totally believe we'd never name it FBI surveillance van, so we're gonna name it FBI surveillance van because you totally wouldn't think it's us.
Right.
But just this idea. It is. Yeah. I was like, I would think that if people are, you know, going around logging onto other people's Wi-Fis, that would be the one to log onto just to be sort of like, screw you. Whether or not you're really the FBI, but obviously you're trying to purposefully keep me away from it. So I'm going to go for that one. Not that I, again, have ever done that.
Oh, you rebel, you.
But I was just like, that seems like it would probably be counterproductive if there are already people going around who would log onto your password protected Wi-Fi. I'm just like, okay. But really popular. It was possibly, I think, the suggestion that came up most often.
Yeah, that's the only one that I've specifically heard of before. I hadn't really heard of the other ones. So, but I have heard of people naming them.
Yeah. Again, I feel lame. I'm going to go with lame. I feel terribly lame that, A, I've never actually named our Wi-Fi, and B, I'd never named it anything interesting and never even came up with anything interesting. I now want to take the name he's getting rid of, Carrying the Bandwidth, just because it would always make me hear that song in my head every time I thought of it.
There you go.
And I don't even, I didn't see Newsies till I was 20, so I don't have any fond childhood memories of it, but I did, after watching it once, download Carrying the Banner and play it like repeatedly for a week.
I've never actually seen Newsies.
It's an interesting movie, and Christian Bale and
that's right,
what's his name, who played Tom in The Godfather, are giving some interesting performances.
Okay, and interesting in the Minnesota sense. And yeah, I knew it was a musical.
Yeah, interesting in the, yeah, yeah, interesting.
Okay. All right.
Yes. So on that note, we're going to take another short break. Stay tuned.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast. On the slightly less happy technology note, because we've just kind of exhausted all the Wi-Fi puns. I'm sorry.
Sadly. I bet there's probably a million more out there. We just don't have them.
Because, again, I can't think of them. So, yeah, my ability to find Wi-Fi puns is also... I need to get on my punning. I need to improve my punning game.
You do.
Upgrade my punning skills. I don't play video games, so I'm going to stop. But... So, technologically speaking, Sarah always is like, AI is going to kill us.
Mm-hmm. And like 75% of the time, I'm kidding, but
she might actually be onto something.
We do have, you know, there's so many movies where AI just takes over.
Okay, but that's a movie.
I know, but then there was, you know, The Simpsons predicted Donald Trump becoming president. They also had that one episode where the house was AI and Pierce Brosnan was in love. He was the voice of the house and he was in love with Marge. I don't think he tried to kill... Maybe he did try to kill them. I think so. But anyway.
Well, so this story reminded me of a Disney Channel movie I saw when I was a kid and showing my age there called Smart House, which was kind of similar in that an Alexa device recorded a conversation that a couple was having and then sent it off to one of the husband's contacts without them even knowing.
Mm.
And the contact like got this weird sort of voice recording and was like, you need to unplug your Alexa right now. It's been hacked. It hasn't been hacked. It was Alexa doing it on her own. But now it's sort of, people are definitely freaking out about this. Like, my Alexa is recording conversations and sending it off without me knowing. What else is she doing? And there's been stories about Alexa randomly laughs in the middle of the night.
Oh, creepy.
Have you seen that?
No.
Okay, so I looked this up, and yes, it's creepy, because A, it doesn't sound like how I would think Alexa's laugh would sound, even if she was laughing. It made me think of Chucky.
Ew.
And so I really did half expect, like, a, you know, possessed doll with a knife to come around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have an Alexa device, but I still expected that. But also, it was happening just kind of in the middle of the night.
My oldest niece had a Big Bird stuffed animal that had the voice in it, and my brother said that thing used to go off in the middle of the night, you know, alone in the living room.
No.
And then Big Bird would be like,
oh, man.
Yeah. Ugh, creepy.
I'm not sure which is creepier now, like evil AI or evil dolls.
I never saw was it not The Exorcist, Poltergeist. I never saw that movie, but I saw the clip where the clown attacks her, and I had that, like, my sister and I got those clowns for Christmas one year, and I folded it in half and I stuffed it in the top of my closet and I, like, shoved blankets in front of it.
Uh-huh.
But then I was scared, more scared, because then I was afraid I'd pissed it off. Pardon my French, but, you know, then I was like, I was trying to get it out so it wouldn't attack me, and then I would just made it angry. Anyway, yeah, I'm still alive, so.
Yeah, I was never really scared of my toys, but I did remember when I was a bit older seeing, and I don't like horror films, so I didn't see any of these, but seeing the preview for, I think it was called Annabelle or something, where the, like, China doll is evil.
Oh,
and
probably.
So now I'm completely freaked out with, like, people who just have China dolls around their house. I'm just like, it's staring at, it's plotting my,
it's, I can't, gonna kill me.
I need to leave this house immediately while I still can. But so, yeah, so people are definitely freaking out about Alexa, and Amazon went through evidently, like, the logs for this and explained to the couple that this was the, like, most, you would not have been able to predict series of events to occur, because the couple were talking, I think they said about, like, wood flooring or something.
Mm-hmm.
But Alexa, which is always listening, Big Brother is always watching, and Alexa is always
listening. Yep.
Thought it heard Alexa, which then, you know, triggers it to do something, and thought it heard something along the lines of voice recording or whatever, and then thought it heard the contact's name.
Pergo flooring voice recording. I don't know. I got nothing.
Thought it heard the contact's name, and evidently did ask, do you mean whatever, right? And then I guess thought it heard a yes or something, and sent it off. And the couple didn't hear this at all and had no idea that it was on. It's not clear if, like, the Alexa volume was just down or in the other room or what, but it's really kind of freaky in that, you know, it's just like, this thing is doing whatever. And so now people have been, and this, I saw several people tweeted this of, like, I've taken to thanking my Alexa for everything so that when the robots rise, it will think well of me. And I'm just like, that's your best plan? Really? No.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I don't have a smart home.
I don't either.
Whatever.
I don't either.
I don't even use Siri on my phone, just because I'm like, you know what? I can look this up myself. And also, I don't want you to have, like, recordings of my voice. Because, you know, it does have to sort of, you have to speak to it enough for it to fully understand you after a while.
Yeah.
To understand what you mean when you say whatever and not something else.
I know I speak to my phone all the time because, you know, if I have it on speakerphone or whatever, but to actually then be like, hey, Siri, do this. I don't know. It just seems a little strange to me.
Yeah. I just,
Yeah. I never even do the OK Google thing.
Yeah.
I just type it in, or even if I use the voice navigator, I don't say, OK Google.
Right.
I just push the little microphone button and go from there.
I don't really want to until we get the thing. And I think this kind of came up in, like, iRobot, where you first program, like, laws into the code about not harming humans. And then you can have, you know, self-thinking robots.
Right.
So long as their first basic instinct is not to harm humans.
Right.
But I don't think we've got that. I think we somehow skipped that step. And now we're getting things that can think for itself, like the Facebook things that we're talking to each other in code. And
yikes.
The coders didn't know what it was and how to shut it down. So I'm like,
creepy.
Nope. But I did love some people beyond the whole, like, oh, now I thank Alexa for everything. People who were, like, you know, sort of playing with this. So, like, one of them was like, just asked our Alexa if she's spying on us. She directed me to the privacy policy. It's like, that's not an answer. And also, that's kind of suspicious.
Right. Well, have you read the privacy policy? Go check it out. See if I'm spying on you, or like, if I can spy on you.
I am not allowed to spy on you, but were I to spy on you, here is what you know about it. Just saying. Or like my favorite, someone tweeted, okay, Google, how to avoid Alexa eavesdropping on my private conversations? Any suggestions, Siri? She's like, yes, just throw them all in there.
Yeah.
Because it's not like, you know, it's only Alexa. Siri and Google could never do this.
No.
Never.
Never. No.
So, yeah, it's just, we're probably getting to some point that we're going to look back on if we still exist in like 20, 40 years and be like, oh, that was the turning point. That was the breaking point. Oh, we shouldn't have done that. But I'm not quite sure what we, I think the cat's kind of out of the bag on this. Like, AI has made a lot of people's lives easier, mm-hmm. I think, to the point where people are like, even when they make an appointment in person, they then like find themselves wanting to turn to Alexa to put it in their calendar. It's just like, seriously.
Wow.
Seriously.
Yikes. Yeah.
And I kind of want us to get to like a, everything is a microtransit on a network that thinks for itself so that it can direct you where you need to and we don't actually have to drive.
Mm.
Like, I think that's kind of the only way you could have self-driving cars is if they were all on a network.
Still, I don't know. Self-driving cars still scare me. I just can't, you know, I mean,
what, like, technological thing doesn't scare you?
Oh, I'm not like a Luddite or anything, but okay. Self-driving cars just seem like a recipe for disaster.
So anything, any tech thing that can kind of think scares you?
Maybe.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe I've watched too much sci-fi in my life.
That's also possibly true.
Yeah.
And on that note, because it's very bright and cheerful, and you're probably listening to this on some sort of electrical device that is listening to you and then listening to us. Oh, my gosh.
Thank you, Alexa.
I'm going off in all sorts of conspiracy theory thoughts. So I'm definitely going to end. So we're going to end for today while I go, you know, build up my robot-proof bunker. And we will hopefully see you next time. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.